This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 131st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 has adopted the New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, marking a significant milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. The declaration has been endorsed by a total 88 countries and international organizations, reflecting a broad-based global consensus on leveraging AI for economic growth and social good. The multi-day event, which concluded on Friday, witnessed widespread participation from across the globe. The declaration called for strengthening global cooperation and stressed that the benefits of AI must be equitably shared across humanity. Our correspondent has filed this report.
These countries have taken note of the Charter for the Democratic Diffusion of AI as a voluntary and non-binding framework to promote access to foundational AI resources while respecting national laws. They also took note of the development of a voluntary and collaborative platform to facilitate exchange of learning, knowledge and scalable practices to advance AI adoption for social empowerment. The countries have recognized that the voluntary guiding principles on resilient, innovative and efficient artificial intelligence would guide them towards development of resilient and efficient AI systems. The summit is expected to catalyze long-term international partnerships and position AI as a key driver for economic growth. With Ankit Kumar, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, curtains came down on the India AI Impact Expo at Bharat Mandapam in the national capital last evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually laid the foundation stone of a semiconductor manufacturing unit at the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority in Jewar in Gautam Buddh Nagar of Uttar Pradesh last evening. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that the establishment of the HCL Foxconn joint venture project, India Chip Private Limited in Uttar Pradesh, is a step towards technological self-reliance and will boost India's presence in the global chip ecosystem.
उत्तर प्रदेश भारत के सेमीकंडक्टर इकोसिस्टम का बड़ा सेंटर बनने जा रहा है एचसीएल और फॉक्सकॉन की ये नई फैक्ट्री टेक्नोलॉजी पावर हाउस के रूप में यूपी की नई पहचान को और सशक्त करेगी इस सेमीकंडक्टर फैक्ट्री की वजह से देश के युवाओं को बड़ी संख्या में रोजगार मिलेगा
The Prime Minister said this decade is India's tech decade and the work done by India in the field of technology in this decade will be the base of the country's strength in the 21st century. Union Home Ministry to deploy 480 companies of paramilitary forces in West Bengal before the State Assembly elections. This deployment will be in two phases. In the first phase, 240 companies shall be deployed from 1st March 2026 and the rest 240 companies on 10th March 2026. The Union Home Ministry, in a letter written to the State Chief Secretary, Home Secretary and Director General of State Police, has informed about its decision. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over South Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal for today. The weather agency has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning over Kerala and Mahe today. According to the IMD, there will be a gradual rise in maximum temperature by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over northwest part of the country during the next 7 days. And in women's cricket, India defeated host Australia by 17 runs in the third and final T20 at Adelaide yesterday. With the win, India have clinched the series 2-1. Earlier, electing to bat first, India posted 176 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. In reply, the host scored 159 runs for the loss of 9 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.